Meanwhile, refugee advocates are reporting more than 20 incidents of self-harm by detainees on Nauru. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says some asylum seekers have been protesting for more than a week at the government's plan to reintroduce temporary protection visas, even though the policy won't apply to those on Nauru or Manus Island. Ian Rintoul spoke to Sarah Sedgi.
They started last Thursday, immediately after Scott Morrison made his very provocative announcement to the people on Nauru that they would not be ever get resettlement in Australia.
And so that's what the protests are about. People who are currently detained in Nauru are distressed because they won't be resettled in Australia.
Well, they arrived after July 19, but were arbitrarily selected to go to Nauru or to Manus Island. But the people who they arrived on the same boat with, if Morrison gets his way about the TPVs, whatever the qualifications, and there are deep qualifications about TPVs, but they will get to be eligible for TPVs and resettlement in Australia. And what they're saying is, we all arrived after July 19, we all arrived on the same boats, but some of us are now being selected for, were selected for offshore processing and are now going to be doubly discriminated against, having been sent there for over a year and now be going to remain in indefinite limbo on Nauru.
And during these protests, has anyone been harmed? Do you have concerns for people's welfare?
Look, there has been probably at least 25 or 30 instances now of self-harm or attempted suicide since last Thursday. One young Iranian woman remains in hospital in Sydney after drinking, washing laundry liquid of some sort, washing powder. There's two, an Iranian couple 2 days ago, similarly ingested washing powder. They've been taken to medical. We're not sure about their condition. The six unaccompanied minors, they cut themselves, one of them quite severely, a few days ago. There is an epidemic of self-harm and attempted suicide.
What has happened to the unaccompanied minors on Nauru? Are they still in the facility while these protests are going on?
Well, 2 days ago, the unaccompanied minors, 29 of them, were actually released from the detention facility, OPC3, and are now living in two houses near the released refugees closer to the township in Nauru. I mean, that's been one step forward that's come out of the protests, that the unaccompanied minors have been released.
How have authorities on Nauru responded to these protests?
Essentially, they responded with their usual heavy-handedness, although the Nauruan police did allow the released refugees to march on the Australian High Commission on Monday afternoon, and they will be requesting more permitted protests. But initially, they are the Nauruan police, pretty heavy-handed, taking mobile phones, cameras, punching people, pushing them to try to prevent them from marching out of the compound. Inside the detention centre, it sounds, a lot nastier. They've increased the security presence. There's now effectively a police and security occupation of the family compound. They were promised they would be able to talk to immigration officials. That hasn't happened.
Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition speaking to Sarah Sedgi.